Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Randy Block talking about better cattle, better demand. We're back on that today in just a moment.
Joining us now is Katie Cooper, co-chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board Innovation Committee, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef. So Katie, tell us what's going on with the beef checkoff.
Thanks for having me. The beef checkoff is still using the iconic beef, It's What's for Dinner brand as a powerful promotional tool. It's been around for almost three decades and is still going strong. It's just 100% digital now. By cutting expensive broadcast television, we are reaching more consumers with fewer dollars by advertising on all the different digital media platforms. We're also partnering with popular online grocery delivery services and using the power of social influencers to spread the positive messages about beef to their audiences. In doing so, Beef, It's What's for Dinner reached consumers 1 billion times just last year, and producers made it happen. Your dollars help drive greater demand for beef in a new generation of consumers.
Well, thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board, Katie. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
The 2020 edition of the Feeding Quality Forum went virtual this year. One of their guest speakers, Randy Block, CEO of Cattle Facts, who talked about the quality shift in the cattle industry. And he says over the last 15, 20 years, it has been remarkable. Since the bottoming out of beef demand in the late 1990s, we've improved the demand for our cattle by improving the quality of cattle. From 2005-2006 to today, it's been a measurable difference in the amount of choice and prime available to consumers.
This is the reality of what's gone on within the course of the industry. We basically have taken an industry that was producing 50 to 55% of our product was choice or prime, to where we now are producing at 82% is choice and prime is what we'll estimate our numbers will be this year. If you look at the increase in production in here, that's about a 62 to 63% increase in production that we've seen of choice and prime product on an annual basis.
That takes us from 11.5 billion pounds of choice and prime beef being produced in 2005-2006 to over 18 billion pounds being produced this year.
So we've really focused on producing the good stuff. Now I can take you back here 3, 4, and 5 years ago. What was the discussion in the industry? Oh, no, we're going to produce too much choice and prime CAB, and we're not going to generate any premiums. Not the case, is it? We've seen these premiums stay strong all the way through here because more and more consumers, once they taste the good stuff, they want to stay with it, don't they?
Yes, they do. And as they get more of the quality beef that they've wanted, profitability within the cattle industry has actually gone up. Randy Block talks about, first of all, back in the days of falling demand.
From 1980 to 1998, our average profitability is 32 bucks a head. Four industry segments had to split up 32 bucks a head. Is it any wonder that we lost 400,000 producers in that kind of a scenario?
Now, more recently,
look what that number has looked like over the last 20 years. $249 head average profit compared to 32.
Randy Block says one of the challenges is to make sure that all segments of the beef pipeline are sharing in that profitability. But still,
I think this is a pretty powerful story. Again, there's a lot more money in our industry today in the last 20 years than there was the previous 20 years from 1980 to 1998. And that is mainly being driven by demand.
In this presentation, Randy Block did talk about the need for all segments of the beef pipeline to share in profitability. And that comes back to the live cattle or negotiated cattle versus live cattle sales question that's being hotly debated in the industry right now. He says, while it's important we have price discovery at adequate levels, he says it's also important to make sure that those signals of producing the right stuff gets back to the cow-calf end of the business.
Obviously, this is a big discussion point in our industry, negotiated cash versus alternative marketings. We've seen a lot more cattle sell on grids and formulas. The negotiated cash market's down where it's 20% of our total. But this is an issue in here in our industry is how do we balance this out? Because we need to make sure we're sending signals to producers and they're accountable to produce more of the good stuff and produce what the consumers are willing to pay for. Again, the differentiated market, I think, that has driven the lion's share of the demand growth we've experienced in the industry.
Randy Block, Chief Executive Officer of Cattle Facts, talking at the 2020 Feeding Quality Forum put on by the Certified Angus Beef folks. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's at the top of the class for two-gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. It tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses. And Double Stop CL Plus combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. It's also acid soil tolerant and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus carries the Grazing Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.